CBS News, some of the quickest reaction to President Carter's new Iran strategy comes from presidential hopefuls of both parties. They give it a lukewarm reception. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Among steps announced by Mr. Carter today, a break in U.S.-Iranian relations, Iranian diplomats and military trainees in the U.S. are ordered out, and there's a near-total trade embargo. Ronald Reagan calls it all more of the same, not tough enough. But George Bush says it's just about right, though a little late.
It is time we tried more stick and less carrot, and that's what the president is doing. And I think he's made clear that more lies beyond if there's no action, and I think he did the right thing at this time. I just wish he'd done it a lot sooner.
Senator Kennedy says sanctions won't work without help from U.S. allies, and John Anderson agrees.
The major concern I would have about the announced program of sanctions is the absence, or at least I detected an absence, of any really clarion call to our allies, particularly in Western Europe, and I would add Japan as well.
In Washington, Louisa Kennedy, whose husband is a hostage in Tehran and who heads a hostage family liaison group, is pleased with the new steps being taken.
I think this is good for starters. We were happy to hear the last line there, that there were additional sanctions if necessary. I have the feeling that perhaps some refinement of all this is due and in order in time.
Additional actions are under consideration. Carter administration officials say if Iran does not free the hostages promptly, the U.S. may mine Iranian harbors or impose a naval blockade. Now this. Tornadoes hit east and central Texas today. Some of the worst damage was in Round Rock, where Police Lieutenant Wesley Wolf said one twister looked just like bubbling, boiling water, and he says it hit hard.
We had numerous buildings with the roofs torn off. We had several houses that were completely demolished. One person killed in one of the houses, and we had another one injured in the same house one was killed in, but he made it out of the house. He broke and ran when the house started going down.
Another person was killed by a twister in Lund, Texas. Some other funnels touched down in eastern Oklahoma. One damaged a shopping center. Another of nature's great forces is still rumbling in Washington State, and Barry Peterson reports.
Mount St. Helens is alive and well, very alive, in fact. Eruptions of steam and ash are coming regularly. Officials say the eruptions may have been going on all weekend, but clouds prevented Forest Service spotters from seeing the volcano's peak. Today, with clear weather and after a good look, the crater was described as 1,700 feet long by 1,200 feet wide, with ponds of mud and ice, landslides of ice and rubble sliding down into the boiling cauldron. Earthquakes continue to shake the mountain, as they have since before the volcano's eruption more than a week and a half ago. All of this activity has geologists and other scientists very interested, but not a lot closer to any definitive answer to what most everyone wants to know. That is, what's the volcano going to do next? We won't know that, said one official, until after it happens. That's the way of volcanoes. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
A crowded bus blew a tire and plunged off a bridge in Mexico, several hundred miles north of Mexico City. Police say 46 people were killed in the accident. Now this.
Surprise, surprise, right before your very eyes.
Oh, Mother, the sweater is terrific.
Surprise, surprise, if you're falling on the sides.
Don't worry, Grandma. My arms are gonna grow.
Reach out and touch someone.
Before 8 in the morning and save 60% on out-of-state calls you dial yourself, except Alaska and Hawaii. It's the nicest way to say
thank you.
The Bell System.
Now you can buy your dog or cat insurance against fleas and ticks for 5 months and protect your home and family, too. Just get your pet the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus Collar, the first collar to kill fleas and ticks for 5 months, a full 5 months of effective protection. And the Hearts Collar's fast-acting odorless ingredients won't vaporize, stays on your pet, keeps working even if the collar gets wet. Put the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus Collar on your dog or cat now. Kills fleas and ticks for 5 months.
Traces of radiation have been found in test wells drilled around the containment building at the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant. Plant operators say some radioactive water appears to be leaking. They say it may be from the crippled reactor, but more likely is from an outside tank holding mildly contaminated water used to cool the undamaged unit. There's no imminent danger. David Jackson, CBS News.
Yes!
How many cold tablets do you take a day?
Two?
More.
Four?
More.
Six?
Yeah.
A day?
Uh-huh.
And then more at night?
Right.
Why?
Well, they're new.
Take Contac. One capsule helps all your congestive symptoms up to 12 hours.
All day?
And all night while you sleep. That's the wonder of Contac.
Hey, you're the guys on TV.
Yeah, we're the guys on TV.
Take your Contac. Take it fast. Give your code to Contac.
Take only as directed.
I'm Tony Randall, and I'm privileged to serve as National Campaign Director for the Myasthenia Gravis Foundation. Myasthenia Gravis is a serious neuromuscular disease which has puzzled science for hundreds of years. Today, however, it looks as though we can fight back. 85% of myasthenics can be saved and helped to live fairly normal lives, if they can be diagnosed and helped in time. Let's get to these people. They need our help.
For information, call the MG Association of Western Pennsylvania, 412-566-1545.
55 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Pittsburgh.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. We marvel at those people who possess what is known as second sight, or the ability to see that which is not present. And well we may, for there are so many of us who don't even have first sight, and either cannot or will not see what is actual, visible, and tangible, and standing right there in front of our noses.
Papa, I won't marry him.
What's wrong with him?
Nothing's wrong with him.
Then why do you object, Maria?
I don't love him.
Well, of course not. How could you love him? Love comes after marriage, not before.
Papa, I'm warning you. If you try to make me marry him, I'll...
You'll what?
I don't know, Papa. But I'll do something.
Our mystery drama, Madame Sirocco, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Earl Hammond and Bryna Rayburn.
I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Make some Kraft macaroni and cheese, please.
Please make some Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's nice and cheesy and it's really pretty easy. Please make some Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Some days are just made for Kraft macaroni and cheese. A rich, creamy cheese sauce you know they're gonna like.
So please, make some Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Thank you.
Know what's popping?
Amana's Extra Value Days. The time to get a Radar Range popcorn popper at no extra charge and a Radar Range candy maker at no extra charge when you buy an Amana Touchmatic Radar Range microwave oven. Altogether, you get $59.90 worth of extra values at no extra charge. It's Amana's Extra Value Days. So pop on over and see a participating Amana dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 1980.
Cigarettes are a breathing hazard. Smokers, please don't add that extra offense. Give us a break for life and breath.
The neighborhood is called Old Town. It is where the original settlers built their first log cabins and then tore them down to build huge Victorian mansions. The old settlers moved away and new settlers took their places. They were mostly from Central Europe, and they still proudly maintained many of the customs of the old countries. The old mansions had been cut up into apartments, all of them except the great house on Taylor Place. It belongs to Johannes Svetik, who came here many years ago with nothing. By dint of labor, energy, and intelligence, he created a thriving business and bought this home to be his very own. And yet, while he has achieved the American dream, in so many respects, he is still very much old country.
Your soup, Papa.
Why are you serving the supper, Maria?
Trying
to help Lena again? It isn't right. It's her job. You must learn how to treat servants properly or else they walk all over you.
Well, Lena isn't here, Papa.
No, why not? Her night off is Sunday.
Well, she wasn't feeling well.
How do you know?
She said so.
And so you let her go?
To the doctor, Papa. But she did cook supper first.
Yes. If she weren't such a good cook, she'd be out of here long ago. I'll talk to her when she gets back. Now, let me tell you what happened today. Peter Benko came to the shop to see me. You wonder what he came to see me about?
No, Papa.
Well, he came to see me about you. He likes you very much. What have you got to say about that, huh?
Well, that's nice.
He wants to marry you.
But, Papa, he's an old man.
Old? What do you mean, old?
Well,
My father was 75 when he married his third wife, and he had two more children.
I only feel that...
Old? When a man is old, he has experience and knowledge. I think people do not know how to get old in America. Peter Benko is not an old man.
Oh, Papa.
Can he be more than 10 years older than you?
No.
So what's the matter?
Well, he behaves like an old man. And besides, I don't love him.
What kind of stupid thing is that to say?
Oh, please, Papa.
Of course you don't love him. How could you love him? You don't really know him. But you'll love him later. Later, after you've had his children and cooked his supper. That's when married people get to know each other and love each other. Ask me. I've been married 2 times. I love both my wives. But later. Love comes later.
But, Papa, that's not the way they do things here.
Sure. Here they do things better, huh? With the divorces and separations and living together. One day with this one day with that one. Here it's better, huh?
No, Papa.
Maria, you know I want to do what is best for you, huh?
Yes.
So trust me. Come on, say you trust me. I know the best. He is a man going to make you happy. Come, say you're going to trust me, huh?
Yes, Papa.
Thursday night, he'll be here for supper. All right, Maria?
All right.
Maria, you're going to be happy. Hey, well, where are you going?
I'm not hungry, Papa. I think I'll go for a walk.
A walk where?
Just down the block. Maybe I'll go see my friend Sophie.
All right. Just don't stay out too late now. So, how are you this morning, Lena?
Me? I got the miseries.
It is not Maria's business to serve me my supper.
My sister was sick last night.
Maria says you told her you were sick.
We were both sick.
I pay you very good money.
I think I'm going to quit.
Now, Lena, you mustn't be too quick-tempered.
I've been working all my life. It's too much. You want eggs?
Why isn't Maria eating breakfast?
Because she isn't here, that's why.
Where would she go so early in the morning? She knows I want her to always have breakfast with me.
You must have forgot. She wasn't even home last night.
Well, yeah. After supper, she went to her friend Sophie's house.
And then she stayed over.
What are you saying?
Well, she must have. I came back late. Must have been 1:30, 2:00 in the morning. I passed by her room. The door was open. I could see she wasn't in bed.
Well, she didn't say to me she would stay over.
Hey, she's 21 years old, you know.
Well, why didn't she tell me? This friend, Sylvie, what is her number?
It's on the telephone table.
She really should have told me. What does this say? Is this Maria's friend, Sylvie?
Oh, yeah. Who's this?
This is Maria's father, Mr. Zvedek. I should like to speak to Maria.
Maria? She's not here.
Oh, I see. She's already left for home, huh?
No, I mean, she hasn't been here.
Oh, wait. She didn't stay at your house last night?
Mr. Zvedek? Mr. Zvedek? Is something wrong?
Mr. Svedek, we're here to help you. My name is Lieutenant Luther.
We will do everything we can.
Have you ever lost a daughter?
Well, now, we don't know that you've lost...
But where can she be?
What time did she leave the house?
It was maybe 7:30.
Mm-hmm. And where was she going?
For a walk, to see her friend, Sophie Demchuk.
Who lives where?
Well, on Pershing Street. It's just 2 blocks. But she didn't go there.
Well, where did she go?
I don't know.
Well, has she ever left the house before like this? I mean, without telling you what her plans were.
My daughter's still a young girl. She does not make plans without telling me.
She is over 21.
She still lives under my roof.
Do you have any idea where she might have gone?
No.
Well, could she have visited a relative or another friend?
Oh, no, no. She would have told me.
Mm-hmm. And what was she wearing?
What was she wearing?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
What? We're sitting at the table having supper. Surely you noticed.
Well, a brown sweater and a brown skirt, I think.
Now, did she have any boyfriend?
No, she had no time for foolishness. Besides, she was engaged to be married.
To whom?
Mr. Peter Benko. It was something we would announce later.
Did she have any money?
Money? Well, why would she need money?
Well, if she's running away, she needs money.
No, she is not running away. Why?
I don't know.
She was happy, very happy.
Was she?
I don't know. Is it possible for a woman ever to be happy?
Is there anyone at all who could give me any useful information?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm the cook.
Who else lives in this house?
Just the three of us.
Pretty big place.
Ugh, a lot of work. I gotta get someone in all the time to help clean. It ain't easy.
Now, you say you came home between 1 and 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you passed by her room and noticed that she wasn't there. Now, did you think that it might have been out of the ordinary?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you do something?
Huh. Do what? Wake up the old man and say, hey, where's Maria? If she wasn't home, she must have spent the night elsewhere. With a friend.
I see. Did she do that often?
Not often enough.
What does that mean?
It's a wonder she didn't go crazy around here.
Why?
Well, you spoke to the old man. You got the picture.
Mm. Do you think that she ran away?
She should have. But no, I don't think so.
Why not?
How could she run away? She was scared of the whole world. Besides, where could she go?
What do you think happened?
I think somebody's got her. I mean, what else makes any sense?
Now, Mr. Bellino, last night at about 8 o'clock, you were closing the store.
Hmm? Yeah, 8 o'clock, yeah.
And as you were closing the door, you saw Maria Svedek.
Yeah, that's right.
Did she say anything to you?
Oh, sure. Polite she is. She said, good evening, Mr. Bellino. Hmm.
Did she stop to talk?
No, she kept walking.
Do you have any idea where she might have been going?
No, I don't.
Yes, well, did she seem upset in any way?
No, I thought she was okay.
I see. Now, where was she headed?
Just down the block.
You didn't hear anything that might suggest that she might have run into trouble?
No.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bellino.
I hope I've been a help.
Oh, he was strict with her. I mean, she really had to walk the line.
Yes, well, Miss Demchuk, do you know where she could have gone?
I can't imagine.
Was she really unhappy at home?
Well, if it was me, I would have walked out long ago.
I see. Well, she didn't work. What did she do with herself all day?
Oh, she read books. She watched the TV. She saw the movies.
I see. Was this enough for her?
Well, maybe not, but it was what her father wanted. He wanted to keep a home away from, well, all the corruption influences.
Oh, she wasn't allowed to have any boyfriends?
Oh, she was allowed, but the old man made it so tough on everybody, if you can get the picture.
Yes, yes, sir. Her fiancé, Mr. Benko?
Yeah, well, he's got money, and he isn't really a bad guy, but he's no young girl's idea of excitement. Actually, I don't know why you're asking all these questions.
You don't?
No. What's the use? She was walking down the street, and some guy, you know the kind of weirdos we've got running around loose, one of them just did away with her. I mean, what else could have happened?
What could have happened?
Here we have shy, retiring Maria Svetik, a girl who is so completely dominated by her father, she's almost afraid to breathe without his permission. And yet, she told him she was going to one place, and she obviously had plans to be somewhere else. Are there hidden facets to Maria Svetik? Act Two may yield the answer.
I'm Susan Anton for Serta Perfect Sleeper. Perfect Sleeper because it gives me the top comfort I want and the deep support I need for a great night's sleep. Top comfort comes from plush layers of Certifoam puff quilted to quality fabric and fine upholstery materials. Inside, Certa's famous construction gives you the deep support you need. Underneath it all is the patented Certa-Lock foundation that perfectly complements your mattress. Top comfort, deep support. You get both from every Certa Perfect Sleeper. That's firmness that feels good. So,
would you give your right arm to help save someone's life? I know I'd give either arm, because I have, lots of times, to give blood at the Red Cross. L.C. Vaughn of Detroit, Michigan, has given more than I have. L.C.'s a Red Cross 2-gallon blood donor, and we agree on just about everything when it comes to blood. We like giving blood, honestly. Of course, you might say we do it for a selfish reason. Helping save lives makes us feel good, and we like to feel good. But no one at Red Cross ever asks why we give blood. They're just glad we do. You see, we know that the need for blood is always there. Every type is needed every day. And that's why L.C. Vaughn and I plan to keep on giving blood. And we'll give it from either arm the Red Cross nurse wants to use. How about you? It's simple. Just call your Red Cross chapter and make an appointment. Tell them if L.C. Vaughn can do it, I can do it too. Come on, give your right arm or your left to help keep Red Cross ready.
Still waters run deep, said a poet named Mr. John Lyly. Well, actually, what he said was, where yon brook runneth smoothest, there is the water deepest, which amounts to the same thing. Sometimes noise and movement are merely false faces for true inactivity and emptiness. You may find the greatest turbulence deep in the hidden and quiet places.
I hope you have news for me, Lieutenant.
Well, I'm not sure, Mr. Svetik. I want you to look at this pocketbook.
Oh.
Do you recognize it, Mr. Svetik?
Sure, it belongs to Maria.
Are you positive?
Yes, yes, I remember. She said she had to have a new bag, a navy blue bag, you know? And I remember I said, here's money, and she brought it home. Where'd you find it?
Just a block away from Bellino's candy store. It was turned into the station house. There was nothing in it.
Well, it must be 5 years old, more maybe. What are you going to do now?
Well, this proves that when she got about a block away from the candy store, she just vanished.
But people live there. Somebody must have seen something or heard something.
We have been all through the neighborhood. We've been asking anybody who has any information at all to come forward.
Yeah?
We're doing everything we can.
My little girl has been away for 3 days, Lieutenant. I am not blaming you. But I must do something. Try something else.
I'm here again, Miss Demchik.
Hey, it's okay, Lieutenant.
I was hoping that something might have occurred to you that just might help us.
I don't know. I've been trying to think.
Anything. I mean, anything. Any little incident. Perhaps something that seemed insignificant at the time.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Did she mention any names?
Of whom?
Of anybody.
No, we just talk about, you know, the usual things.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time we listen to records, watch the TV and so forth.
Miss Demchik, look, try to think along these lines. She was a girl who always obeyed her father, right?
Oh, yeah.
And now, do you, to the best of your knowledge, know of any time when she had disobeyed him?
Oh, no.
Did she ever lie to him?
I don't think so. She wouldn't. I guess she's the kind who couldn't.
But she did, the other night. Now, she told him she was coming here. Evidently, she had no intention of doing that. Where could she have been going?
I don't know.
Well, what could she have been thinking about?
I don't have any idea.
Now, Miss Demchik, You're the only young person I can talk to. Now, she had no other friends. I have to know what was in this girl's mind. Older people, her father, the cook, Lena, you see, they live in a different world.
Oh, they sure do.
Well, what does that mean?
Nothing, really. It's just, the older a person is, the less he or she remembers how it was to be young, you know?
Yeah, but she confided in you, now, didn't she?
Confided? No, you couldn't say that.
But you were her closest friend.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't she tell you things?
Now, I think she was afraid.
Afraid of what?
Afraid maybe I'd laugh at her. Oh, I never would, but she was so sensitive, and maybe she was afraid I'd laugh at her father. Maybe he gave her a hard time, but he was still her father.
Was she afraid of anything else? Now think. Anything in her manner that might have suggested something was really bothering her?
Maybe. I guess she seemed kind of sad about something.
Yes?
Well, that's it.
Sad? And you can't tell me why?
I'm sorry, Lieutenant, but I really wish I could. It's just, I can't figure it out either.
Yes, well, all right. All right, thank you, Miss Demchik. If you hear anything or find out anything, please let me know.
Oh, sure. Lieutenant, what does she have to say about all this?
What does who have to say?
This lady. You know, the one Mr. Svedek asked to help out.
What lady is this?
Oh, I read it in today's paper. Her name is Madame Sirocco.
Madame Sirocco?
Yeah. Wait a sec. You see? Here it is. You see, desperate father enlists aid of psychic. Madame Sirocco agrees to establish spiritual contact with missing girl.
Mr. Svedek, now this is crazy.
Maybe.
Now,
look,
these people, they prey on people like you who are deeply troubled.
But she is a good woman.
How do you know?
I know. I know. You can feel these things.
Oh, boy. Mr. Svedek, I could show you hundreds of cases in the files.
If you could show me my daughter, this would not be necessary.
Madame Sirocco is a con artist.
Hello. Are you talking about me?
Now, who are you?
Madame Sirocco. I am working for Mr. Svetik.
You mean you're working on Mr. Svetik?
Lieutenant, this fine woman is a guest in my house.
Mr. Svetik, could you excuse us for just a minute? I'd like to talk to this lady in private.
Sure. And you should help each other.
What are you doing here?
He hired me.
Now, just a minute.
You're not doing too well, Lieutenant. Why don't we compare notes?
Compare notes on what and why?
At this time, we happen to be two of a trade. We're both looking for the same person, Maria Svetik.
What did you say your name was?
Madame Sirocco.
Madame Sirocco. What does Sirocco mean?
A warm wind from the east.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what else it means. It means your real name is Thelma Heffinger. Why did you change it?
Is it illegal to change one's name?
No, but it is suspicious. Now, madam, a hustle is a hustle. But to take advantage of a father's vulnerability...
I am only trying to help.
What you are doing is illegal.
Is it? I only promised I would reach his daughter spiritually, Lieutenant. I approach you filled with the spirit of cooperation.
This is a job for scientific police work.
Has scientific police work yielded any tangible results so far? Let me contact her spirit.
Contact her spirit?
You have not been able to contact her body.
Look, I really don't have time for this kind of nonsense.
Lieutenant, why do you fight me? Why do you refuse to open your mind to an infinite variety of other possibilities?
Madam, I am telling you, watch your step. Luther.
No, sir, Inspector.
No, we don't have any leads and we don't have any clues.
No, and we don't even have any theories. But we are doing the best we can.
Yes, Inspector. Absolutely, sir. Just as soon as possible.
What does he want? Miracles?
If you analyze certain miracles...
How did you get in here?
You will see where they have a basis in rationality.
What do you want?
You are in trouble, aren't you? You have nothing to show for your investigation. You have not developed the proper spiritual envelope.
Well, I'll have to ask you to leave.
Will that make you feel better?
Oh, you bet.
Why don't you like me? I'm really a very pleasant person. That's because I am in tune with the spirits. I have the psychic support of the universe. I offer it to you.
To answer your question, why I don't like you? You are building up her father's hopes, and it's wrong. Because I don't think he'll ever see his daughter again.
Well, I do.
Somebody got a hold of her.
You're saying she was kidnapped?
No, there'd be a note. This is worse.
You're saying she is dead.
I'm saying I'm very much afraid.
Oh, let me help you. If she is dead, you have nothing to lose.
Oh, how can I be a party to this kind of mumbo-jumbo?
No one will ever know that you and I are working together.
Why do we have to work together? You say you can contact her spirit. What do you need me for? Go ahead. Hold your seance or whatever it is you do and find her. Who's stopping you?
I need your help.
You do?
The more facts I know, the more steeped I can become in the spirituality. Let it be our secret, Lieutenant. Mm-hmm. What do you have to lose? Tell me everything you know.
It adds up to exactly this. Now, Maria Svetik, age 21, blonde hair, blue eyes, height 5 feet 6, weight 115, wearing a brown skirt and brown sweater, carrying a navy blue bag, walks out of the house 7:30 at night. She is last seen by a storekeeper 3 blocks away. Now, 4 blocks away, her purse is found empty, period. There, stop. What do you make out of that?
May I see the purse?
What for?
Because it was part of a configuration that made up Miss Maria Svetik at a certain place, at a given point in time.
All right. I've got it in the drawer here. Here you are.
I see.
Yeah? What do you see?
A great deal.
Oh, I am sure you do. Have you made spiritual contact yet?
I am approaching the outer zone.
Hey, good.
come with me.
Where?
Out to the Svetik house and up to her room.
Why?
Isn't it obvious?
To me, the only thing that's obvious is that I am falling for a hustle. And that's because I'm at square one and ground zero. I'm grabbing at straws. All right, why do we have to go to her room? See, I have already been there.
Well, I must see it for myself. It's where she lived, spent most of her life. And it's where her hopes, her dreams, her plans were formed.
Maybe I shouldn't have asked.
I am reaching out to her spirit.
Sure.
But spirits can only respond to familiar nuances.
Is that so?
Her spirit and mine must be perfectly in tune. I must familiarize myself with the people and the things in her life. I must feel those emanations that still remain in her room.
Well, I must say, Madam Sirocco, you have got a line of patter that could make you a fortune. Provided you don't get yourself arrested first.
That's always a possibility. And there's always a possibility that she could surprise us all as well. There is such a thing as psychic phenomena in this world. Even the people who deny it so vehemently that it's possible they protest too much. Well, we still have the third act.
For the National Association of Realtors, this is Greg Morris with On the Homefront. Buying a home may be the biggest investment of your life. To make it a wise investment, take advantage of the expertise of a realtor. Together, you'll develop a list of priorities. Must it be new and modern, or an older house you can fix up? How many rooms do you need, and how much land? Your realtor will show you homes that suit you best. And take notes as you go. Property taxes, utility bills, room dimensions. Your realtor knows your market and can get you the best value. If you're looking at an older home, be sure to check the structure. For more tips, talk to a realtor. Realtor support equal opportunity in housing and want you to have the home that suits you best. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, working for America's property owners.
Excuse me, I own that shoe store across the street.
Uh-huh.
Want to buy it?
Well,
I'll be honest. I have great shoes, but no customers, so I'm ready to sell the whole thing at any price you name it.
$12.
Sold.
Ooh.
Well, now that you own the shoe store, what'll you do with it?
Well, advertise.
Well, I tried. A lot of newspaper ads, then TV and magazine. Well,
I'll probably go radio.
Radio?
Yeah, according to the latest studies, everyday radio reaches more people than newspaper, TV, or magazines.
How did you
What's more, radio targets customers. I'll match up the right stations for my dressier lines and different stations for young casual. Since radio costs a lot less than newspapers or TV, I'll get good efficiency.
Listen, I'd like to buy my store back from you.
Well,
at a fair profit.
Okay.
How much do you want?
$156,000.
That's a pretty fair profit.
Take or leave it.
I'll take it.
What you don't know about radio could cost you a lot. What you can learn is free for the asking. Call this radio station or the Radio Advertising Bureau. They brought you this message. Radio. It's red hot.
We have science on the one hand and the supernatural on the other. That is, if you must have neat and concise labels for things. But the basic problem is that things will defy neat and concise definitions. Things cannot be conveniently cubbyholed. Sometimes it is science that offers us the unfathomable mystery, while the supernatural presents us with a logical conclusion.
This is her room.
Yeah, I have been through it.
What were you looking for?
Clues. But I couldn't find a thing.
But this room abounds in clues. See, how charming. What lovely taste this girl has. What an artistic use of color and design. How neatly everything is kept. Oh, Look at those attractive handbags and shoes. How all of her accessories match. Mm-hmm.
But I am talking about clues that give me a lead.
Ah, yes. But they have given me a lead. Yes, the component parts of her spirit begin to form themselves.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yes, and I feel that I shall be able to reach out to her very soon.
Well, I can only say I hope so.
Yes, the positive vibrations, they become stronger.
Look, don't put on this act for my benefit.
You have spoken to whom?
Everybody.
And what have you learned?
I told you, nothing.
I have already spoken with her father. And the servant Lena, I have learned a great deal.
Such as?
It is all part of the force that is building within me to make my spirit known to hers.
That's an answer you don't get to hear every day.
I have yet to speak with Mr. Bellino and with Mr. Peter Benko.
Well, I wish you all the luck of the world. And I have to warn you.
Again?
Do not imply that you are working in an official or even an unofficial capacity with the police. Yeah, I seen her. You writing this up for a paper, huh?
Yes. I am gathering material.
Yeah, well, the name's Bellino, Vincent Bellino.
Yes, Mr. Bellino. You did see Marie Svetik?
Yeah, just for a minute. Less. Just long enough to say hello.
Long enough to be sure it was Marie Svetik?
Oh, sure.
To see what she was wearing?
Yeah, brown.
And she still had the purse?
Oh, yeah. I remember. She was holding the pocketbook.
Her manner. Did she appear to be upset?
Yeah, that's what the cops asked. Was she upset? No, I wouldn't say so.
You are sure?
Yeah, positive. She just gave me that same nice smile and said, "Good evening, Mr. Bellino."
So she did not appear to be disturbed in any way.
Yeah, that's right.
And looking back at it now, don't you think that might be rather odd?
Why would I think so?
Well, she's very carefully raised. She's probably doing something for the first time in her life. She's about to disobey her father. When she passed your store, she had already disobeyed him. She was not headed for her friend Sophie's house. I would imagine she would be disturbed in some way.
Yeah, now that you mention it. I wonder what that means.
We are reaching for the answer, Mr. Bellino. We have been guided to it in ways that are beyond human comprehension at this time.
Yeah. Whatever that means, it sounds pretty good to me.
Who did you say you were?
I am a friend of Mr. Svetik's. My name is Madame Sirocco.
Please come in.
Thank you, Mr. Benko.
I should be at my office, but I'm so upset about Marie, I don't know what to think. Marie, she's been missing 4 days by now.
Mr. Benko, you are her fiancé.
Well, it's not official yet.
But you are the man in her life.
Well, yes.
Therefore, there is a closeness between you, and you should know more about her than anyone else. In certain ways.
No, I didn't. I don't know her very well.
But you want to marry her?
Yes.
Without knowing her?
She is a good person. She must be. She comes from a good family. I am a good person. We would be good to each other. Why not get married?
Yes, why not?
Is something else more important?
Didn't you ever talk to her?
Oh, yes. I would see her on the street. We would say hello, nice day. That kind of thing. Sometimes we would meet in church or at a society. You know, dances, parties.
How often did you go out with her?
She didn't go out very much. You're helping to find Maria?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I haven't been able to tell you anything.
I wouldn't say that, Mr. Benko. The fact is, you have told me everything. It's the lieutenant, yes?
Madam, I'm afraid it's up to you.
Listen to me. I'm actually taking you seriously. Well, if this ever becomes known...
I am your friend. Would I tell anybody? Perhaps the reward will help.
What reward?
I suggested to her father that he announce one. He did. $10,000.
Well, I hope it does something.
It might assist the spirits to assert themselves.
You mean the spirits can be influenced by rewards?
Oh, the spirits have motives that are too mysterious for any of us to comprehend.
Well, that reward had better not wind up in your pocket, Madame Sirocco.
Why not? If I find Maria Svetik, shall I not be entitled to it?
I don't know. But you have to be doing something wrong.
Besides, I won't keep the money. It will all go to the spirits.
Sure.
Shall you join me this evening?
What for?
For a meeting of the spirits.
Whose?
Mine and Maria Svetik's.
And where is this meeting going to take place?
I don't know yet. How can I predict what the spirits intend to do?
Well, call me when you find out.
Of course.
Yes, yes, Ojalo.
Lieutenant, Madame Sirocco.
Hello, do you know what time it is?
It's only 1:30 a.m. You do go to bed early. Yeah. You asked me to call you when I found out where the spirits are going to meet. Would you care to be present?
Where?
At the Svetik Mansion.
At this hour?
I'm sorry, I had nothing to say about the arrangements. Shall I see you?
Lieutenant, I waited outside for you.
What are you going to do, wake these people up?
Oh, no. I have a key.
How did you get a key?
I told Mr. Svetik that I must be free to come and go at all hours in order to be free to coalesce, as it were, with the spirits. Oh, isn't this a magnificent place?
Yeah.
Huge, lofty, filled with all sorts of, well, spiritual debris.
Are we going inside?
Certainly. And not a sound now. Fortunately, there is a moon. We can see without turning on the lights.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, we must go to the kitchen.
Well, why the kitchen?
Because that's where the spirits have decided to meet. Don't make a sound. There, through that door.
How could I ever write this up in a report?
Why bother? Now, let us sit down at the table.
Well, Olivia, what's going to happen?
Wait and see.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Shh.
What is it?
I have reached her.
You have?
My spirit has reached hers.
Yeah?
Yes. We are making contact. The awareness is spreading between us. Hello, Maria. Hello.
Is she saying anything?
Please, be quiet. These spiritual things are very tenuous. Yes, Maria. Yes. We mean you no harm. I know. His spirit is rather gruff, but he's really a very nice man.
Look, don't involve me in this, huh?
I am sorry. But you're here, and your spirit is very much a part of things. We are going to have much more than just a spirit. Oh, my goodness. Do you know what we are going to have?
No.
Materialization. Don't make a sound. Don't say a word. Lieutenant, look. The door. It's going to open.
Why, it's
Maria.
Oh!
What are you doing here?
Oh, isn't it obvious? She's hungry. Go ahead, child. You are headed for the refrigerator. Don't let us stop you.
Maria, where were you?
She was here all the time. She was in the attic.
Just a minute.
Oh, please. I was so frightened.
Frightened of what?
That he would make me marry Peter Benko. You don't know. You don't understand. I don't want to marry Peter Benko.
What is wrong with Peter Benko?
Lieutenant.
He's an old man.
Well, he's not that old.
But Papa wanted me to. And I can never say no to Papa. I just thought I would go away for a while. And maybe things would be different.
What's all the noise down here? Maria.
Papa.
Maria. Where have you been?
Papa, I've been thinking, Papa.
Do you know what I have been going through for the past 4 days?
Do you know what I have been going through for the past 21 years? Papa, I will not marry Peter Benko.
Now, Maria, I know the man who's best for you.
Maybe I don't want the man who's best for me. Maybe I want the man who loves me.
Oh, isn't that foolish?
Yes, and I don't care. I will not marry Peter Benko.
If that's the way you feel about it, why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
You didn't say so loud enough. Mr. Svetik, I found your daughter.
Yes. And maybe I found my daughter, too.
Dinner is going to be on me, Lieutenant. After all, I just made $10,000.
Yeah.
So you see, the spirits did it after all.
Oh, you're a fraud. But you're also something else.
Oh, what is that?
You are a better detective than I am. Oh, I should have put it together myself.
Really? Do you know how to summon spirits?
Oh, what spirits? The whole thing lies there like a rug. A kid like that, so terrified of the world, where would she run to? Nowhere. She'd hide at home. In that enormous place, she could hide forever.
Really?
Yeah, no, she wouldn't go off willingly with a stranger. She'd have to be taken by force. Someone would have to have seen or heard something. I should have walked around that neighborhood. I'll bet you did.
Oh, I had to be familiar with the abode of the spirits.
I would have learned that she could have doubled back and come home through a side door. And the payoff, the blue purse. She was wearing brown. Why take a navy blue purse? She had good style sense. She wanted to leave the purse on the street to make it look as if she'd been abducted. So she didn't take a purse that would go with her outfit, but the oldest one she had. Now, am I right?
Absolutely. And every one of those things is exactly what the spirits told me.
Hey, now, look. You knew that she was in that attic all the time when you told her father to post that reward. You know, ethically, you swindled him.
No. I educated him. For $10,000, he now knows his own daughter, and maybe even himself. That is a reasonable amount, isn't it?
Yes, and cheap at half the price, too. After all, some people pay dearly for lessons that come too late. We hope you've had a lesson. And in just a moment, you may also have a moral.
Fellow Americans, if you're still shopping here and there and everywhere for shoes, hold it right where you are.
Put your feet together, stop running around. Just step around a kinney and you'll cover the ground. Anywhere you want to go, head your feet in our direction. Kinney's got it all and more.
Back in
1893, when Dave Lennox built his first furnace, the coolest spot in town was on the ice wagon. In time, Dave turned his attention to air conditioning. Lennox soon became a leader in cooling. In comfort and efficiency, today's Lennox two-speed condenser obsoletes older single-speed units. It saves money because it uses less energy. Take it from Dave Lennox. To modernize your home, call your independent Lennox dealer. He's in the Yellow Pages.
Attaboy, Dave.
On the CBS Tuesday night movie, it's Kenny Rogers as the gambler.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
Kenny Rogers makes his dramatic debut in a fast-moving Western adventure based on the Grammy Award-winning song, The Gambler. It's a rugged adventure full of romance and danger. It's Kenny Rogers as the gambler.
You got to know when to hold up.
Kenny Rogers as the gambler, Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central.
Would you give your employees a day off to learn to save a life? Andy Maychek of Warren, Ohio is sure glad his company did. The day Andy got caught in heavy machinery at the plant, his breathing stopped and so did his heart. But thanks to a fellow employee's Red Cross CPR training, Andy's life was saved. How about you? Won't you call your Red Cross chapter and find out about CPR training for your plant or office? Come on, give your employees a day off to help keep Red Cross ready.
Story is that science and the supernatural are not sworn enemies. Actually, they are close working partners. Supernatural phenomena always have rational explanations, and scientific miracles, oh, consider that term for just a moment, scientific miracles. We use it so freely, and yet what a contradiction it is. Anyhow, scientific miracles are basically supernatural achievements. Think about it. Our cast included Branna Rayburn, Earl Hammond, Joyce Gordon, and William Griffiths. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.